Holy Defense, a Mirror of Ashura. In the name of God, Salam and welcome to the program. Wars, apart from destruction, carnage, and pillage, are sources of various innovations in different fields. A significant part of art and literature has been formed in and after wars. A big number of poems, paintings, novels, and so on has been created about various wars in different parts of the world. The best literary works like Shahnameh of Ferdowsi, Odyssey of Homer, and War and Peace of Tolstoy have been written on the events of war and national events and myths. It should be said that epic literature shapes a big share of literature of every nation and is the mirror of lofty ideals of mankind. The 8-year war that the Iraqi dictator Saddam imposed on Iran in 1980s upon the order of his Western and Eastern masters caused the Islamic Revolution of Iran to enter a new phase and set the ground for creation of the literature and poetry of the Holy Defense. The Holy Defense of the Iranian nation had taken Imam Hussein's Ashura uprising as its role model. The very mentioning of Hussein's name would inspire the Iranian combatants, and they used to recite poems and eulogies on Imam Hussein and his companions in the battlefields. An epic usually consists of two parts. The first part is the creation of the epic in the battlefront, and the second part is to convey the message of the epic. The second part is often fulfilled by a group of writers, poets, and artists who have just changed the weapons and continued the work of the combatants in a new form. Many novels and poems have been written on the Holy Defense, but one of the most important and bestsellers of this genre is the book Da by Sayyid Azam Husseini. The book is based on the memoirs of Sayyid Zahra Husseini and is a detailed documentary report of the days of war by a teenager girl. Da means mother in Kurdish, and the writer has chosen the name to manifest the very part of the sacrifices of the Iranian mothers, especially those in the war-torn regions during the 8-year imposed war. Many experts believe that this book is the most important and impressive book in the field of memoirs of the war. This book has been published nearly 140 times and gained the title of the Book of the Year for several years. The writer says that the reason for popularity of the book is that it has been narrated by a woman, which differs from the narration of men. The efforts of artists to keep alive different aspects of the imposed war have been focused on creation of symbolic works. The pictures of martyrs on canvas or walls always show resolute figures who bravely want to struggle against oppression and aggression. All these symbols try to demonstrate the victory of right over wrong. The poetry of Holy Defense, too, is a vast field of narrating the events of war. These poems tangibly manifest the valor and sacrifices of the Iranian combatants and the savagery of ungodly forces of Saddam. The poetry of Holy Defense is the epic poetry mixed with religious poetry. It has its roots in the uprising of Imam Hussein in Karbala. This kind of poetry is inspired by the merits of Imam Hussein and his loyal companions. The poetry of holy defense is the mirror of a struggle against the global arrogance and Zionism. It narrates the spirit of non-compromise with the enemies of Islam and their lackeys. In view of this, the names of Hussein, Abbas, Zainab, and the companions of Imam Hussein, peace upon him, are repeated in the poems. These are the names of the role models for the Iranian nation. The poetry of holy defense shows a sort of nostalgia for the combatants who try to sacrifice whatever they have for Imam Hussein, peace upon him, saying, O Imam Hussein, although we were not present on the day of Ashura, we follow in your footsteps and fight your enemies who have closed ranks against Islam after 14 centuries. We are helping your descendant Imam Khomeini as he has raised your banner of freedom and justice. Karbala is not just the name of a place for poets. The name symbolizes nobility, dignity, self-sacrifice, steadfastness, fidelity, and all good virtues of Imam Hussein's encampment. Karbala is the lofty manifestation of all human characteristics on one side and all animalistic and mean features on the other. Thus, the memory of Ashura and Karbala is a culture flowing throughout history. It is the yardstick for differentiating right from wrong,